Get out your notebooks, children. You're going to be tested.
Fill in the bubble completely.
Jake! Hey, honey, I'm home. It's time for your pegging.
Has anything ever been so funny to you that you almost skip laughing and you just start crying? Because I'm about there right now. We're all freaks on the inside.
An acquired taste.
Hello, we are an Acquired Taste podcast, the podcast for people who are most excited for 2019 so they can write in their new daily planners.
You love a day planner, Kathleen.
Oh, I love a good bullet journaling session.
I need to get one.
Sexy.
Yeah, I need to start.
I'm Kathleen, and I'm here with my co-host, Bethany.
Hello.
And we are an Acquired Taste podcast.
We are. We're the podcast who embraces the weird and the lovely because no one fits in, especially not us.
Weird and lovely. I got that tattooed on my body last week.
Can I tell you something really strange, speaking of weird, that happened?
Yes.
Just now? I got a text from my friend John, and he said, and I, you know, John's on my Instagram a lot because we produce stuff together. Mm-hmm. He said, I just got recognized on the street by a cop who noticed me from your Instagrams.
No way.
He said he was walking down the block and some cop was like, I think his name is John, to another cop. So I turned around, says John, and apparently the cop said that she knew him from my Instagram account.
Get out of here.
He's like, he's Instagram famous by proxy, basically. To be recognized from someone else's Instagram account is very random and strange to me.
You know, I've actually admitted that to somebody before. I keep meeting this girl, she's a blogger at, you know, events here and there.
Yeah.
And every time I shake her hand, I go, oh, I know you from so-and-so's Facebook. You're friends with so-and-so.
It's such a strange, it's not even a friend of a friend. It's like a voyeuristic knowing someone.
Yeah.
It's not like I've seen you at a party. It's I've seen you on the internet at someone else's party.
I think that probably happens to everybody, especially probably. With social media everywhere and everybody's tagged. And who knows, you end up in that Instagram hole at 1 a.m. when you can't sleep and you're like deep into the archives of middle school.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I did that the other day. I discovered someone on Twitter and just started going through all of their tweets from the past, you know, 3 years. And I had to be so careful not to accidentally like something and just be that creep who liked something from 2015. But you know, when it's late and you can't sleep, what are you gonna do?
So on the agenda today, we have a couple of things. We've got shower thoughts.
Yes, I had one this afternoon.
I have one every time I take a shower.
That's good. That's the appropriate location.
And we've got some weird news. Santa gone wrong in the UK.
Which I like. Santa went off and went rogue. I'm glad that we're recording today. I am so crabby today. Yeah. I am so crabby today.
I can tell.
Ugh.
But it's okay because I'm going to do my best to cheer you up.
You're going
to
lift me up?
I am.
You know, it's like those days where you just like you see a photo of yourself and you're like, oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah.
I don't like anything about myself. And you fall into that like pity spiral of just like, I'm wrong in every way. I did that today via text to my friend John. And I was doing things like, why do you even work with me? Why are you even my friend? And he, you know, was calm back and then we moved on. But it was one of those days. So I'm glad you're over. I'm glad we're talking. I'm glad we're all here together because I like need this.
I took a group photo with my girlfriends this weekend at a party. And I swear to goodness, must have took 15,000 photos. And I got into a fight with my husband because he was the one taking them. And so you know how it goes. Somebody shoots the photo. They show it to you. They're like, oh, is this okay? Everybody in the group gathers around the phone. They look and they're like, no, can we just take another one?
Yeah.
We must have done it 10 times. And the last time that I made my husband take photos, he goes, oh, for Christ's sake. And we walked out of that party and it's like, don't you ever embarrass me again like that.
He said that to you or you said that to him?
He said that to me.
Oh.
He said that to the group of girls and we're asking him to take our picture.
It's just because we're all so insecure. Yeah. And also because you don't want someone on social media. This picture is going to live forever.
Yep.
It's going to be out there forever in the universe. And you don't want someone years from now being like, damn, you look terrible. Like, it's all in our heads and whatever. But it just was a brutal moment of that.
Even when it's not on social media.
Yeah.
Pictures still get printed.
Yeah, they sure do.
Wait, can I show you something my friend Brian sent to me today?
Yes.
Very quickly while we're on the topic of really unflattering photos.
Brian with an A or Brian with a Y?
Brian with an I.
Brian, oh, that's what I meant, Brian with an I.
Yeah, Brian with an I.
Okay.
This is my third grade class photo. Are you? I don't know if you're quite ready for this.
I want to see it.
Okay, I'm turning my phone around right now.
No! Okay, we have to post this.
Yes, we can post it.
Kathleen!
I know.
Okay, can I describe it?
Yeah,
Kathleen!
I glowed up a little bit, just a little
you
bit.
You glowed up a lot. Let's start with the head part of your body.
Yes.
Is that a haircut or is your hair pulled into a ponytail?
No, that is a haircut. It is the same length, the entire perimeter around my head.
It's a bowl cut.
It's a bowl cut.
Who gave you a bowl cut?
My mother.
Why did she give you a bowl cut?
Because she doesn't love me.
Oh my God. Okay, so then your face is delightful.
Well, it's like very round and chubby, as I was a chubby 9-year-old.
And then you're wearing like a white turtleneck underneath some sort of plaid jumper dress.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. It was an Empire waist jumper dress with a square neck.
You look like a pioneer housewife, but you're in third grade. Yes. You look like you're so happy in the picture. You're like smartly smiling. You're very proud.
Happy as a pig and crap.
You're like, you just look like you're expecting all your children to come home soon and eat the cookies that you just made and drink the fresh milk you just got from the cow back.
I've been collecting pine cones in the forest all day and I've strung them around the house. That's what I look like.
My gosh.
Listen, I had no idea how hideous I was.
No. I mean, you weren't hideous. You were just a middle-aged woman.
I was a middle-aged woman.
Your mother ensured that you were a middle-aged PTA member named Francis.
So my friend Brian took a picture of my third grade yearbook this morning and texted this to me just to, you know, start my day off on the right foot.
Did he put anything in the text or he just sent the picture?
He just sent the photo.
I think the best part of it is that you're so happy in the
picture. So happy.
You look so proud of the look that you're serving in this picture. You're like, I am here. I'm serving looks.
Do you know what? My wish for everybody this week, for you, Bethany, for everybody listening to this podcast, just be happy in the looks that you're serving.
Okay, we're posting this picture on our Instagram and anywhere else we can. You might see it in a flyer in your hometown sitting on an electrical pole. But go to our like Instagram, at Acquired Taste Podcast, to see third grade Kathleen serving some looks.
Serving so many looks.
Serving some pioneer lady PTA looks.
And to round out this podcast this week, we have a really crazy letter about friendship from our taste bud, Hannah.
Okay.
And she's
can we use her name? Is that okay?
Yeah. Okay. No, I actually already changed her.
Oh, okay. So her name's not actually Hannah?
No, but okay. I kind of like the name Hannah.
Hannah, starring Saoirse Ronan as a feral child. Did you see that movie?
No.
So good.
Saoirse Ronan is in so many different fabulous movies.
It was like one of her first breakout films, and she plays like this feral child who lives out in the wilderness with her father, like in the Arctic, and he teaches her to be an assassin because they're being hunted for some reason.
Oh, I have seen parts of this movie.
It's so good. And then like one day the helicopters come, so dad disappears and Hannah is left alone to like kill reindeer and then get to Germany or something by herself.
Do you know, my mother almost died during childbirth. Oh. Knock on wood, she didn't.
Wait, well, not, no, I mean, there's no, we don't have to knock on wood.
That's right, she's alive.
Is she with you or were Bert?
With me, I'm the oldest. And if my mother had died, I would have been Saoirse Ronan in that movie. Because my lieutenant colonel army father.
Yes, the chemist.
Would have raised me like that.
Yeah.
I would have worn camo all day, every day.
Yeah. It's a great movie. If you ever want to, like, if you're looking to raise a feral child, like, here's how you do it.
Yeah.
And, you know.
It's a step-by-step guidebook.
Yeah, it really is. For all one of you wondering, I did get my eye exam and I did get my driver's license
That's
renewed.
That's right, because your life was in the crapper.
Uh-huh. And I won't have my actual license for about 2 weeks, so I have a temp. However, this was the process to getting my photo taken, because we know this is the most important part of the whole process.
Were you happy with the looks that you served?
I don't know, because I didn't get to look at the picture, but I did put on false lashes. Mm-hmm. I zhuzhed my hair. Mm-hmm. And then, as we all know, if you're pale like me, wearing black in a photo is the worst thing you can wear because it blows out the color contrast.
But it's all you own.
Right? So, right, exactly.
Unfortunately.
So on purpose, I wore a high-necked black crop like shirt so that it would blow out the lens and make me extra fair and like get rid of any imperfections. So
you're really going for that corpse look.
Yeah, I really did. I just wanted like a flawless. And then they said I could smile, but I didn't. Because
can you smile in the state of New York?
They said you could.
But in New Jersey, you can only smize.
Yeah, you can only smize. And I chose to smize anyway, because when you see like heist movies, and as you know, I love a heist.
Yes.
When they pull up their passport or driver's license identification photo because they're hunting them, you never see them smiling.
No, you're right.
It's always like, you know, in like Run Lola Run, it's like Lola looking, you know, fierce, but not smiling.
No.
So I wanted them to like have just like a good photo to pull up for when they're hunting me.
Just in case.
Just in case. Mm-hmm.
I think about that all the time.
Being hunted by the FBI?
No. When I commit a crime or die tragically or I'm a hero, what photo are they going to use when they put my picture on the news?
Do you have one pre-designated?
No, but...
Get on it.
We should.
My family knows. And taste buds know.
But
the photo.
They, if you have a public Instagram, they just pull from your social media.
No, but the people in charge, like I even tagged Dateline in my photo and said, Dateline, this is the photo. And my family knows which photo it is.
Okay.
And it's the best photo I've ever taken in my life. And this is the one that people know to use. Let me pull it up really quickly for you.
Yeah, I'm going to post a selfie and tag all the major news sources and tell them this is the one that they should use.
And I have fake freckles in this picture too, but it doesn't matter.
Oh my God, that's a beautiful photo.
Best picture ever taken of me.
Oh my God, Bethany, like really? The news is going to go so crazy over that photo.
So when I am like on the run, yeah. I even zhuzhed my eyes a little bit so like they pop out more, you know, in Facetune.
Yeah.
When I go missing and it's because I'm escaping the law, that's the photo that they're going to use. And if they don't, Kathleen, so help me God, you hunt down your local NBC affiliate and you tell them.
Yeah, the photo editors, that I will have their heads.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love you.
Love you more.
All right. So we are in the holiday season, which means that a lot of people are traveling this time of year.
Yeah.
And Kathleen, when women travel, women get urinary tract infections.
Well, getting on a plane or getting on a train or into an automobile...
Or a boat.
Equals not having access to a bathroom, not having access to water to drink regularly. And that means you're going to get a UTI.
Yeah. Or you're really at risk for one. And if you get one on vacation, you know, it's the worst feeling in the world because you're like, I don't have a doctor here. And now everything hurts and life is the worst.
Yes.
That's why we love Eucora.
This is what Eucora is, in case you're wondering.
Yeah.
It's this little powder, tastes like pink lemonade. You mix it into a glass of water whenever you feel that tingle or that tinge where UTI is going to come on. And you're like, oh, crap.
Or even if you're like, I just had sex and I want to make sure I don't get a UTI.
Yes.
Eucora.
Eucora. So Eucora's unique formula targets bacteria and enables you to safely flush bacteria out of your urinary tract, stopping UTIs before they even start. So you just mix it with water, like I said, just when you think you might be at risk of a UTI. Eucora has you covered on a day-to-day basis. It's natural. Break the endless cycles of UTIs that happen this time of year.
And you don't want to be on all those antibiotics all the time. So Eucora is a really good option. So get Eucora and say goodbye to UTIs. Right now, Eucora is offering you 30% off when you text TASTE to 484848. But hurry, because this is a limited time offer. So text TASTE to 484848 to get 30% off your order of Eucora. Again, that's TASTE to the numbers 484848. Message and data rates may apply.
Shall we read this letter from Hannah?
Hannah, the feral child.
I really feel for her because this is a tough one.
Okay. I haven't read it. So do you want to read it?
Yes.
To me and everyone?
Yes.
Read it to the class while we follow along quietly.
To my favorite fierce females, you ladies are amazing and I listen to your podcast every week. I'm a huge fan and I love everything that you bring to the table.
Thank you.
You've been able to give some pretty amazing advice to others, so I felt the urge to reach out. I am in need of some best friend advice from you. For the last 4 months, my best friend has been treating me like complete and total crap. I'm at a point where I do not know what to do because I'm afraid to talk to her about it because of how she's acting. I feel like if I confront her, we're just going to argue and I will be blamed for something and made to feel like it's all of my fault. I have asked my boyfriend and another friend to advise me on this issue, and they both say not to say anything based off of how she's acting, but I have had enough. Let me break down the last 4 months for you girls.
Yes, please.
Month one.
Oh, she's literally breaking it down.
She
love
is.
It. I love an organized tirade.
I just figured it was work stress and being busy, and that was why she was being distant. She told me nothing was wrong between us, and I asked if she was mad at me or if anything was wrong. Figured she just needed some space. When we went out to dinner with a few people, she confronted me on something that made me cry in public, and I am not a crier.
Oof.
She wrote this in all caps.
Okay.
Month two. I continued to give her space, but there was barely any communication between us. Occasionally, she texted me to see what was going on. Occasionally, we made plans, but most of the time, she just ignored my texts or declined my phone calls.
Okay.
She acknowledged that I felt like I was losing her, but she said still that I was crazy and that there was nothing wrong.
Okay, I would have tapped out after month two.
She never really explained to me why she was behaving the way she was or exactly what was going on.
Okay.
Then we were invited to a party by a person that I met through her. Things like this, we usually go together, but this time we didn't. I arrived at the party, she saw me, I saw her, and it was like I wasn't even there the entire time. I felt like an acquaintance, not like somebody who used to be this girl's best friend.
What the hell? Okay.
I tried to have a good time, but once I left, I just cried the whole way home.
Oh, Hannah.
I know. Month three, it got worse.
Oh, Hannah.
I started to see things online that I normally just hear from her, and it broke my heart. Conversations were not the same. We hung out, but there was this change that I noticed. Making plans was like pulling teeth, and my boyfriend started to notice how she was acting towards me as well.
Hannah, why are you trying to make plans with this person?
I know. Month four. This is present time. She's in month four of this awful situation. Sober her ignores me. Drunk her is happy to see me. Normal conversations turn into arguments. Now she's planning things with my boyfriend without me included.
Sorry, what?
This is my breaking point. I live with my boyfriend. If you need something, you should be asking both of us when it concerns both of us. Don't just have one conversation with me and then another with my boyfriend behind my back.
Yes.
Yes.
At the very least.
This is hitting me so hard, and I am not an emotional person. I've done nothing to deserve to be treated this way. I tried during this whole time to be nice, casually say we haven't hung out in forever, or can we just like hang out and talk? I've respected her need for space, but she has disregarded me as an important human being in her life like I once was. I can't take it anymore. So I ask for help. I look forward to hearing from you ladies. And as always, love you, love you, love you, Hannah.
Hannah. Okay. This is what drives me crazy. And I'm not mad at you, Hannah. People I have noticed, especially recently, are going through life regarding friendships or romantic relationships as though the current person you're in this relationship with is your only option. And so you have got to make it work because there's no one else for you, which is so not true.
No,
this person, this woman is A, being super passive aggressive, saying at the beginning, nothing's wrong, but clearly something is wrong. Not being willing to come clean with what's bothering her, treating you like crap, being night and day when it comes to being drunk or not drunk, and then being so disrespectful so as to reach out to your boyfriend and not you. None of that behavior is acceptable. Why are I don't any past behavior of like awesome best friendness would get so disqualified by this behavior.
I don't think adults should have to say to other adults, did I do something wrong?
Are you mad at me? Like, no.
If you're mad at somebody or somebody ticked you off, tell them.
Yeah.
Don't just string them along, treating them like crap, you know, or cut them out of your life completely. You don't have to tell them what happened, but you can't keep them in your circle and then give them the cold shoulder and drive them off a ledge with the way that you're behaving towards them.
But people do it because it works. And do you know why it works? Because they get attention from it.
Yep.
And this, Hannah, is a power play. She is saying nothing is wrong because she knows that you're going to keep coming back and asking if something is wrong and trying to figure out if she likes you. And it makes all of the focus on her, and it ensures that the conversation stays around her.
It's a form of bullying.
It is totally a form of bullying, and it's a form of control. And the second you stop caring, her head's going to explode.
A couple of years ago, I just had this feeling that this girl didn't want to be friends with me anymore. She was treating me differently. She would like show up to things, but she wasn't fully there, you know, kind of like in the corner, rolling her eyes like she had someplace better to be. And I confronted her about it. And she did the same thing that this old friend of Hannah's is doing to her. Everything's fine.
Everything's no way.
Yeah, like, don't be like this. Just be normal. Like, I'm just really busy. I have a life. This girlfriend of mine actually had the audacity to say to me, and I would chop a tree down and smack her with it now if I could. She was living with her boyfriend at the time, and she looked at me and she said, well, I have somebody else to take care of. Like, I have to go home and make dinner after work, and you don't have any responsibilities, so...
Sorry, she has someone to take care of? Is her boyfriend a baby?
Yes, essentially.
Is her boyfriend a puppy?
So that was her excuse. I just have more responsibility than you have because I live with my boyfriend.
Okay. Namaste.
Fast forward, she sent me an email about me that wasn't meant that wasn't meant to be sent to me, where every single suspicion that I had was confirmed. That she was writing this email to another girlfriend in our circle about how much she hated me and how fun it was to show up to my birthday party and act bored.
What is her... Wait. So then what happened?
So we stopped being friends.
This is just people who love drama.
Yes.
There are some people who love this because it keeps the conversation about them. Hannah, the second you stop texting her, stop responding to her, stop caring, she is not going to know what to do with herself. Start hanging out with other people, and she is inconsequential.
Leave her off of group emails when you plan an outing.
She's not a friend to you, so don't be a friend to her.
Peace out. Give her a taste of her own medicine. But also, you and your boyfriend need to get on the same page.
Agreed.
Because he can't be texting her and making plans. It's just not fair. And you and your boyfriend live together, so I'm assuming that it's serious.
Yeah.
I think that's a crucial step in this healing process.
Yeah, I agree. And also, like, doing things without her, it has to be because you really don't want to be with her. It can't be like, oh, I'll show her. Like, you literally need to feel that she's inconsequential and then move on with your life. And then you just take all that power away.
Yeah.
I have so many people in my orbit who are very passive aggressive like that. And it's like, really, the second that you believe, take them at their word, they're like, oh, no, nothing's wrong. Oh, great. Okay, cool. And then you get to move on with your life. They don't know what to do.
Yeah.
This is so elementary school. This behavior kills me. And there's one in every friend group, at least. Always. I just have no time for it.
Nope. Just start making some other friends and make this girl jealous of your new amazing friends.
The world is overpopulated. You have plenty of options for friends. That pisses me off. People are dumb.
Your mom is dumb.
You're dumb. Your whole situation. I can't think of anything of yours that's dumb.
My third grade picture is dumb.
It's pretty epic. I wish that I would love to see like a drag queen performer do that look. As like, oh my god, that made me so happy.
We should have a giveaway. I wonder if there's a company that would be interested in doing a giveaway with us for the person who sends us in the most unfortunate middle school photo.
Yeah.
Middle school or elementary school photo.
Agreed. And I also want someone to cosplay as you. Like, I want like a reenactment of this photo. Either truly true to form or like a drag take on it.
You should see my second grade class photo because I had a haircut like Donald Trump that year.
Oh my God.
The bowl cut was the grown out look. I wear contacts in my everyday life. I'm wearing them at least 5 times weekly.
Mm.
And having to go to the doctor when your prescription runs out is a pain. That is why we are so happy to team up with Simple Contacts, the most convenient way to renew your contact lens prescription and reorder your brand of contacts from anywhere within minutes instead of heading to your doctor year after year to just renew your prescription for something that you wear every day.
Yeah, and their vision test, which you take online, is only $20. Compare that to an appointment, which if you don't have insurance, that can be up to $200.
$20 is a bargain.
This is such a bargain. And the great thing is that it's so easy. So using your phone or your computer, you can take the Simple Contacts vision test, which is like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And all you really need is yourself, the internet, and like 10 feet of space to be able to take this test. And then once you've done that, ophthalmologists and licensed doctors will review every single test so you can skip the office visit, but you still get quality care.
You know, about 2 summers ago, I was headed off to Italy and
I start
packing my travel bag and my toiletry kit. And I'm like, oh, crap. I don't have enough contacts. I literally drove all over the state of New Jersey to find somebody who could give me contacts with one day to go before I left for my trip. I wish I knew about simple contacts then.
Totally. And who has time to drive all over New Jersey, especially if you live in Iowa?
I mean, it's New Jersey.
No one. Now, remember, this isn't a replacement for your periodic full eye health exam. I mean, those are important. They can check for so many things.
Yes.
But if you're just looking to renew your prescription, come on, you already know the prescription works for you. It's much easier to use simple contacts.
Go online, read the reviews. They speak for themselves. Simple contacts has been rated 5 stars over 5,000 times on the App Store. You can text with the support team and always get to speak to a person. There's no automated robot systems with Simple Contacts. Simple Contacts offers every brand of lenses at amazing prices. The prescription is just $20. The contact lens prices are unbeatable. There's never any hidden fees. Shipping is free. And best of all, our listeners are going to get $20 off their first Simple Contacts order. So to save $20 on your lenses, just go to simplecontacts.com/taste. Or enter the code TASTE at checkout. That's T-A-S-T-E. Again, get $20 off by going to simplecontacts.com/taste or enter the code TASTE, T-A-S-T-E. Give it a try and thank us later. Let's talk about a bad Santa.
Okay.
Naughty Santa.
So this happened in the UK, Governor. It's the UK, Governor.
Happy Christmas time.
Happy Christmas, Papa. So apparently this happened in the UK. A UK Santa has been criticized by parents after he allegedly swore at children. So the Santa, where is this from, by the way?
It's all over the internet.
This is from newshub.co.nz, so it's out of New Zealand. Santa has been criticized by parents after he allegedly swore at children. So we don't know his human alias at press time, but he's Santa. He had been in his grotto at a family event in St. Ives, Cambridgeshire,
England. Yeah.
It's probably like
Cambridgeshire.
When fire alarms were activated by smoke from another nearby event, it was probably like a steak cook-off. The Christmas steak cook-off. And parents said that Santa then ripped off his hat and his beard and used the most vile language, shocking the dozens of children who had been waiting to meet him. One person told Cambridgeshire Live, quote, people were in the process of vacating the building and in came angry Santa swearing, using the most vile language, ripping off his hat and beard with steam literally coming from his ears. Not sure why he was so cross. Another parent said, my friend's little boy was upset as his dad was carrying him when Santa told them to get the fuck out.
Oh my God. Maybe something was on fire underneath Santa's suit.
We told our children he wasn't the real Santa. He was an imposter and will be going on the naughty list. Responding to complaints, festival events, St. Ives said Santa had, quote, immediately assisted in the evacuation of the building after the alarms went off at the Sunday event. Fest wishes to apologize for any offense or distress caused to parents and children by the attempts to ensure all visitors and staff had exited the building and were safe. That's a good spin on it, that he was so passionate about getting people out safely.
Yeah, that is a pure PR spin.
That's all PR spin.
He rips off his beard and his hat and starts cursing at the children.
That's a panic move. That's a total panic move. And if this is the Santa that we're talking about.
There's a photo of him.
He's too thin to be Santa.
Oh, that's not. That's a stock image.
Is it?
Yeah, it's from Getty.
Oh, good.
That's a stock image.
Okay, because he's full bearded, and but his body is a little slim. Santa's jolly and round.
Speaking of Santa's gone wrong, it just came out today, I believe. There was a parade in Disneyland, a holiday parade. And at the end of it, there's a Santa on a float, and the float broke, and Santa fell off the sleigh.
Oh, no. That'll ruin an illusion.
So I just typed into my browser, Santa Fall Disney.
Did you know there's a website, Walt Disney World News Today?
No, I hate Disney.
There's a whole website about their news.
Here's the story. Santa ejected from sleigh during Disneyland parade.
It says this happened on Saturday. A float in a Christmas fantasy parade containing Santa's sleigh broke, tipping him over and launching him out of a seat. Thankfully, he was wearing a safety harness. And it was in good spirits as he dangled, waiting for crews to help him out.
Listen, I don't wish ill will on any Santas out there.
No, of course not.
I just think it's kind of funny when things go wrong.
Well, and when somebody who, you know, is like as iconic as Santa, when the real world happens to them, here's the video of him just sort of hanging there.
Oh, man. So the whole thing, his chair totally fell off the float and it's sort of hanging on its edge. by a hinge.
So think of like if your lazy boy fell forward.
And you had a seatbelt on?
Yeah, you're just sort of, exactly. You're just sort of hanging out of your lazy boy, almost standing up, but you're too high to stand up, so you're just dangling.
This is why I don't go on floats at parades.
Because it could potentially fall over and you would get stuck to your sleigh.
100%.
How many times have you almost been on a float at a parade but then said no because of potentially being launched?
Hundreds of thousands of times.
So many times.
Miss Bethany, yeah. You just don't know how coveted of a parade attender I am.
What was the last float you turned down because you were like, no, safety hazard. These gams can't be dangling out of nothing.
Well, I was invited to be the wine princess of the Sauvignon Blanc parade here in New York City, but I said no.
The Sauvignon Blanc party?
Too many events going on that day.
Yeah, you have a busy calendar.
Yes.
The Sauvignon Blanc.
You just wear a crown of wine corks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you can buy that on Etsy.
I mean, everywhere, anywhere you want. Well, I
people love to make crafts with wine corks.
I mean, there's so many wine cork crafts. And like, just a reminder to crafters.
Yeah.
Just because it took you a really long time to make doesn't necessarily mean it's worth a lot of money.
It's only worth what somebody is willing to pay for it.
Yeah. I've been to enough street fairs and seen enough like seashell chandeliers priced at like $300 that I can tell you, I know it's about $300 worth of time it took you to collect all those shells, but I promise you it's not actually worth $300. I'm going to go on Etsy right now and I'm just going to look up shells
and see what's there.
Yeah. All right. So let's see. A lot of people are just selling shells.
Oh, curtains made of shells.
Let's see here. Oh, what's this? Oh, this is the nativity ornament inside a nutshell. This is actually reasonably priced. $7.50.
Yes, that is reasonably priced.
And it's actually darling. That's really, really cute.
It's just, it's the, what's that? Is that another Christmas ornament where they've actually just painted on the shell?
Here is a crab shell that says, home is where the old bay is.
That is.
I don't get that reference.
No, I get it. Old Bay seasoning. Also, crabs come from the bay.
Okay.
And I think you put Old Bay seasoning on crabs.
Okay. Okay. So I see what
but
they're doing
there. They literally just took a dead body
and
painted a Christmas ornament on it.
Here is a shell inside a globe filled with water as a necklace. And they're selling it for $40. And it's a bestseller.
Who the hell is buying this crap?
I mean,
honestly, people, spend your money on something better, like chocolate.
Also, this person is undervaluing themselves because these are 150 plus mini seashells that you can buy for $293. And I feel like it took you a long time to collect those seashells and you're only selling them for $293.
Well, that's a bargain.
You can get your favorite bro this puka shell necklace for $350.
$19.99 called. They want their puka shell necklace back.
Snap, snap.
Oh, is that a... is that a row of Santa faces painted on oyster shells?
Yeah, so some of these Santas are really misshapen.
They're so rustic looking, Bethany.
$5.
Because they're on oyster shells.
Let's see. I really like this. Wait, let's see what else you can get on shells.
Are there any stencils? Some shell stencils?
Ooh.
Earrings?
Some earrings. Life's a party. Rock your body, says this Marcel the shell with shoes on print. I think that's a copyrighted image, but I won't tell anyone.
Mm-hmm.
$6. Here's a shell cross for $20. Again, I feel like that is probably reasonably priced.
Oh, yeah. There's a puka shell ring for $14.
That can't be comfortable. That cannot be comfortable. Here's a Santa crab shell ornament for $15. You guys, there's shell. I feel like there's a lot of shells out there.
Bethany, if you were going to pick one thing to craft with and overcharge... what would you pick?
Cat fur.
Cat fur. People do this.
Yeah, people felt it and they make little creatures and stuff out of it.
Yes.
Yeah. Loki alone, I have to brush him every single night. I hold out your hand, gentle listener, hold out your hand in front of you and like curl your fingers up slightly as though you're just palming a breast.
Yes.
With consent.
Mm-hmm.
That is how much fur I get out of my cat every night from one of them. So I just have an endless supply of material. So I would felt creatures left and right, and then I would charge thousands of dollars each one.
I have will you please look up on Etsy cat fur ornaments?
Yes.
I have a friend who saw this in a magazine. She couldn't believe how ridiculous these cat fur felt items were. She tore the article out and gave it to her aunt, who has a lot of cats.
Yeah.
And her aunt made for Christmas the next year. Everybody ornaments from Kepler.
What would you, wait, let's look it up. I'm trying to see. Oh yeah. Not a lot of people are selling them
on Etsy. Not a big market.
No, there's an open market, you guys, for some cat fur stuff. Kathleen, what would you make with useless items and then overcharge for?
Bottle caps. For sure.
Yeah.
People just love how colorful they are. Mm-hmm.
And they look vintage, even though bottle caps are still a thing today.
Yes. You know, when you go into someone's bar in their basement, it's just covered in bottle caps that have like polyacrylic has been poured over.
Or like you can put them on belts.
We're going to hell, Bethany.
We're going to lose so many listeners because we're getting snarky about crafts today.
So snarky.
If you are someone who makes art with shells or bottle caps...
Prove us wrong. Please.
Send us links to your art and show us what you do. Now, here we go. This is a necklace pendant. The top is a faux pearl.
Mm-hmm.
That's the head of the angel. There are two silver angel wings. The angel's body is an empty orb made of glass that you put animal fur in.
No.
Think for your dead animal.
Oh, no.
You brush them one more time and then you put their fur in this
that's
necklace.
So sad. That is so sad.
That's really sad. There's a lot of t-shirts that say fur mom, cat mom. Here's a cat made out of cat fur.
No.
The story is straight out of the attic. Which is an amazing name for an Etsy store.
Stop.
Well done. It is a cat figure made out of old cat fur.
It's like a stuffed animal.
It's
kind of. It's like a figurine.
Has dead eyes. No pun intended.
Oh no.
Oh man. It's only $19.95.
I feel like that's cheap.
That's too cheap for. There's a lot of work that went into this. It's actually two cats. One cat and then another cat like inside a wicker basket, so you just see the cat's butt and tail sticking out.
I wonder what PETA thinks about things made with real cat fur.
This is, according to the description, a must-have for the most prestigious cat collectors. Vintage black and white kittens. Does that mean that? Oh, with what appears to be real hair over their entire body except for the underneath. So is this not a real? It looks like real cat hair. It says old cat fur. Oof-da.
What is this? It's that animal.
Oof-da.
Bethany just pulled up a white kitten looking thing.
And
it says old fur cat kitten figure. Tan and white. All of these cats are posing with wicker baskets like they're going to the forest to collect something.
Yeah, like they're going to go get apples, but they're not going to get apples because they're dead.
And mice.
There's a lot of artwork for people who love cats.
And coming from you and me, that's really saying something.
Yeah. Here's a portrait of two cats. Made out of cat fur. Now, there's only one available, so get on this now. So it's handcrafted, a charming keepsake for you to hold on to your sweet memories of your beloved cats, or gift as an original and unique present to a cat lover. So it's made from your cat's fur. So I think what happens is that you send them your cat's fur. Yep. You will need to provide me with 4 flat sheets of your cat's fur. Once you've collected the fur, contact me for my postal address. Fur to be mailed to me at your expense. Please do not cut, shave, or overbrush your cat. Don't shave your cat just to get art.
Jesus Christ!
And then
are people thinking about shaving their cats to get freaking cat art on Etsy? Are you freaking kidding me?
Loki, I'm going to shave your whole body just so I can use your fur to make another cat. Not as realistic as you, but one that I can frame and keep forever. But the cool thing is that you get to choose what thread color you want as the cat's collar.
This is deeply disturbing, and now I'm feeling really sad.
You can also get, what's this? A glass that says Fur Mama on it. I've said this before. I'll say it again, and I know it's going to hurt a lot of feelings. I hate the term fur baby. Not because I don't like what it represents, but I hate the imagery it evokes, which is a newly born human baby sopping wet, covered in fur.
Yeah.
It just makes me think of a wet hair baby. So when someone's like, my fur baby, I'm like, what?
Sometimes people have babies that are hairy.
My brother-in-law had to have a haircut in the hospital. He was born with long hair. That's a fur baby.
Your brother-in-law donated his hair to Locks of Love when he was 30 minutes old.
Personal best. All right. If you're an Etsy creator, prove us wrong with your shell or cat fur art and show us what we're missing. Here's a recycled furball cat toy.
No,
so
stop.
It's the circle of life. Your cat gets to play with that which they have shed.
How do you even encapsulate cat fur hair? Because on a toy like that, where the outside is meant to be fluffy, how are you securing it on the inside? Cat hairs are short.
I wonder if you poke it in like a wig. You have to poke it in. Let's end on this. Animal hair wrap bracelet.
No.
So it's a wrap bracelet with an orb that you put the cat hair in.
It's like a pendant that sits flat on your wrist.
Mm-hmm. And then someone's like, what's that? And you're like, hair.
And the pendant is made out of white and tan cat hair. I wouldn't believe it.
This one's
you.
Worse.
Oh,
that's
gross.
It's like a blue globe. And then they make the hair stand up straight inside. So it looks like someone's falling down a well and all you're seeing is their hair trailing up they go down.
If you just trim the top of a troll doll.
Yes, exactly.
With and their then, hair yeah. sticking up and it's frozen inside of a teardrop shaped turquoise
pendant?
See-through pendant.
Yeah, yeah.
For $43.77.
See, this is what I'm talking
about.
It's
called Pet Memorial Jewelry.
This is what I'm talking about. And I get it. If you want to memorialize your pet, I'm all about it. Like, absolutely. But maybe this is a little creepy. This is a bit much because it does literally look like a side view of someone drowning because it's just their hair standing up in like an ocean of blue. And it's $44.
Things just got dark.
It's like Samara.
This is dark.
It's like if you pushed Samara back down the well and then like, but the well was a see-through tube and you could see her fall. This thing could cost you up to $69 depending on the kind of keychain you got. I'm going to give you one of these, but I'm going to put my hair in it. Don't think I won't. Oh my God. Oh no.
This is a whole pillow made out of cat fur. No, this is so much fur. I'm genuinely concerned that an animal died for this.
I am going to make you a pillow, Kathleen, made of my own hair that I have harvested throughout the year.
It purrs. The pillow purrs.
Oh, this is horrifying. Okay. All right. Etsy, shame on you.
It's that time of year again where I like to pretend that when my family and friends come over that I'm not a gross human being.
Yeah, that you're like, oh, I was just hanging out in my beautiful sparkly house that looks like I am just living in an immaculate museum of what householdness should be.
That's why I rely on Grove.co. Whether my nieces and nephews are dropping cranberry sauce on the floor or my husband's smelly laundry, nothing gets my house cleaner than Mrs. Meyer's holiday scents.
We love them.
Have you smelled the pine?
I have pine burning right now in my house.
Every time I wash my hands in the bathroom, I am suddenly in a forest.
Mm-hmm. Right now, you can get Mrs. Meyer's exclusive offer from Grove before it runs out. So you select your favorite holiday scents, either Iowa pine, peppermint, or orange clove.
Oh, sounds like a cookie, a cookie medley.
Orange clove. The new customers will get the holiday set when you place your first order of $20. You get a free Mrs. Meyer's holiday hand soap, free Mrs. Meyer's holiday dish soap, free Mrs. Meyer's holiday multi-surface spray, Grove Collaborative Red Cleaning Caddy, and Grove Collaborative Walnut Scrubber Sponges. Plus, if you spend $39, you'll also receive a free Grove stoneware tray to beautifully display your new holiday soaps.
I have that tray.
You have that tray?
It looks fabulous in my kitchen.
I have their Walnut Scrubber Sponges, which are great, and they're not as harsh as like the green and yellow sponges,
yeah.
But they still get stuff, like crusty stuff off of surfaces, but they don't scratch them up and make them really gross.
The products that we've gotten from Grove.co, I will never go back to my old soaps and my old cleaning products. I just won't.
And one thing I love about them too is like their dish soap and their hand soap come in plastic like bladders,
yes,
rather than boxes or bottles. And so they're so much easier to recycle and they're easier to store because the more you use, the smaller the container gets. So it doesn't take up as much room in your cupboard.
Yeah, exactly.
So shop Grove before this exclusive holiday offer runs out. This stuff is all going to be gone soon. So for a limited time, our listeners who sign up get an amazing free Mrs. Meyers holiday product, a free 60-day VIP membership, and a surprise bonus gift just for you when you sign up and place an order of $20 or more.
Yeah, you treat yourself. You get yourself a bonus gift this holiday season.
You deserve it. So check out Grove and our special offer at grove.co/taste. That's grove.co, not .com/taste.
Bethany fed me chocolate over the commercial break.
So good. There are a few things that chocolate can't heal, except like, you know, like a knife through the lower torso. But
did you know that technically chocolate is a fermented food?
Explain yourself.
Okay. So chocolate comes from this bean that's actually inside of a fruit pod.
Okay.
So there's a pod and there's fruit and then there's the chocolate cacao bean.
Yeah.
The fruit around the bean inside the pod ferments and turns that cacao bean into the main ingredient and what we know as chocolate.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I think I just thought that it was like a bean that, I don't know if I've ever thought where beans come from.
Yeah. When I was in Hawaii, I went to a chocolate farm and they took us down to the chocolate trees.
Oh.
It's, that sounds like a fairy tale.
Yeah.
Like she was prancing through the chocolate trees.
Yeah.
Actually a thing.
Oh.
And they popped open cacao pods and we were able to eat the fruit and the bean.
How's the fruit taste?
It's like sour. It's a little bit bitter, but not unedible by any means. And the bean tastes very much like if you were in a Whole Foods or a Trader Joe's buying a, you know, cacao seeds or cacao nibs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I once had
no sugar.
My favorite cacao nib memory is that I once had an antihistamine interaction with the depression medication I was on. So I wandered around the streets of Minneapolis, not knowing where I was. And I went to a Whole Foods store and I bought a pound of cacao nibs and then ate them all and fell asleep in my car outside Starbucks.
So the ones that weren't sweetened, the bitter ones.
Yeah. Ate them all. And then I woke up and stumbled into Starbucks where I worked. And they were like, what's wrong? Because I had been sleeping / passed out. And I was like, I don't know, but I ate all these cacao nibs. I mean, they're delicious.
I mean, there's a lot of antioxidants.
Yeah. I never took that antihistamine again, though.
Holy mackerel. Mm-hmm. I like a little cacao nib in my yogurt.
Mm-hmm. It's also very good over eggs with some fig jam.
Interesting. Uh-huh.
I learned that from my favorite brunch place that closed. They could not afford rent. I was poking around on the internet this morning instead of answering emails, and I came across one of my very favorite Reddit subreddits, which is Shower Thoughts.
Oh, I love that one.
Can we share some shower thoughts?
When I do shower, like every 7 days or so.
Yeah, whenever you need it.
I do have shower thoughts.
The nice thing is that shower thoughts are the great equalizer because everybody showers.
That's right.
Most people shower. Most people have shower thoughts.
I wonder if bath thoughts have the same impact on people. A good soak?
I don't know. I always pass out during a bath, which is not safe and not recommended.
Wait, what?
I fall asleep.
Hold the phone.
I fall asleep right in the bath.
Hold the phone.
Mm-hmm.
That's scary.
Mm-hmm. But the nice thing is like I'm so tall that my legs just automatically prop myself up.
All right. This is Taste Bud Adriana. She actually figured out a solution to a problem that most people have.
My greatest experience that I had for a eureka moment for a shower was when I thought of how to pay off my $7,000 credit card.
It turns out she had some money in a retirement account from when she quit her job that she had completely forgotten about. So it was like magic money.
I actually had money over and I was able to renovate my house that I'm living in now that we bought.
Should we chalk up her good fortune to a lucky bottle of herbal essences?
All right, so then things are a little bit more philosophical for our taste bud, Fred, who takes most of his showers in Ohio.
When I'm in the shower, I take on this persona. It's Socrates Einstein, and he's wise beyond my normal capabilities.
So showering is more of a role play opportunity for Fred.
Yeah, and he needs that massive bottle of mane and tail because he's a very hairy dude.
He told me personally that bottle with the horses on it is his favorite.
It's a good one. It's industrial.
And he uses it to wash his very long beard as well.
As I shower, I solve world hunger. I figure out what planet we're originally from. I've invented about a million different things that would solve every problem on the Earth, but I get out of the shower and dry off and it's all gone.
Okay, and then I printed out some of my favorite shower thoughts from Reddit. So do you want to, here, read some of those?
Oh, yes. Thank you. This one, someone said, kids today recognize Mr. Potato Head as a character from Toy Story rather as an independent toy.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
This one is from A Strange Tree. It'll be difficult to meet someone who likes staying at home as much as you do since they're often staying at home.
Oh.
Which is my problem. That's my only problem.
Jessica, a taste bud from Illinois, her best shower moment was not a solo act.
Oh.
My greatest thought ever in the shower was coming up with my youngest son's name with my husband in the shower, because how else do you keep a marriage alive?
I wonder if they named the baby Aussie, because that's what Jessica said she washes her hair with.
Aussie Sprunch Spray.
It's a good name.
It's a great name.
It's a solid name.
Uh-huh. That baby drinks Foster's in the tall can. Do you want to read some more from Reddit?
Yes. This person wrote, as a child, going to your room is a punishment. As a teenager, you rarely leave it. And as an adult, it's a luxury for spare time and precious sleep.
Preach. This one says, set realistic goals, you are told to be ambitious. Set ambitious goals, you are told to be realistic.
Oh, that is so true.
It's so true.
I've been told that 1,000 times.
Ugh.
This person wrote, we joke that bird song is just a pretty way of birds shouting at each other for sex. But really, that's most of all of our pop music anyway.
That's true. This one is from Coruscant Tourist. If you died while tripping on a hallucinogen and there turns out to be an afterlife, you would probably spend the rest of eternity thinking that you're just in a never-ending trip. So, taste bud Christina from Connecticut may just be the wisest of us all, Kathleen.
Yes, indeed. She uses shower thoughts to get promotions at work. Maybe I should shower more.
It's the 10 minutes I get to myself to decompress after a long day of work, and I constantly repeat conversations in my head.
Ugh, don't we all?
I've actually only solved work problems, which has landed me 3 promotions in 2 years, so that's great, but life problems would be nice to solve too.
I hope she got raises with those promotions.
You know what? She uses the Paul Mitchell tea tree shampoo, and that's the expensive-ish.
That's so expensive.
So I bet she got raises.
I also love this one from Reddit. This is from T.I. Blode. Maybe you were once on the list of possible suspects for a crime, but you never knew because the police couldn't find any evidence.
That would be my dream.
I'm my dream too.
This person wrote, betrayal is having your phone die at 2%.
Agreed. In the Rocky Balboa Adonis Creed universe, we don't know what movie won the Oscar for Best Picture in 1976. Because Rocky won Best Picture in 1976.
I've never seen Rocky.
Okay, but you don't need to see it to get it, because it's like in the universe of that movie.
Okay, I get it.
We don't
I guess.
Know what movie won because it was that movie.
Have you ever thought about
do you want me
when
to
I
explain it?
God damn it, Bethany! Have you ever thought about in the shower? This one comes up for me a lot. Why do they call it butterflies in your stomach?
Because it feels like something's fluttering around.
Lots of things flutter.
Like bees?
Bees.
Oh, that makes sense.
Flies, fireflies, lightning bugs.
Oh, okay. I think because butterflies are, you know, maybe because they have like more, their wings. I don't,
hummingbirds?
You know. Hummingbirds would make sense.
Lots of things.
This is true.
Eyelashes. Imagine
thousands
of little
stomach.
Eyeballs with very long, luxurious eyelashes fluttering the lining of your stomach.
This is from Apocafeller. If you ever think you'd be brave at gunpoint, just reflect on how you responded the last time someone aimed a rubber band at you. I also love this one. The most unrealistic part of spy movies is everyone's ability to insert the USB drive on the first attempt.
Oh, yes.
I 100% of the time put it in upside down. Wearing a jersey to a stadium for a game is just a more socially accepted cosplay. Which you know is what? True.
That is so true.
Okay, let's hear from taste bud Randy from Virginia Beach, who apparently just likes to torture herself in the shower.
So when I'm alone with my thoughts in the shower, as scary as that is sometimes.
Very scary.
I tend to talk to myself. I will go back through conversations that I've had during the day where maybe I thought I sounded a little dumb or didn't have that quick, witty response ready. And I know what I wish I would have said. I try to have the wittiness ready, but it doesn't always work out in my favor.
Randy, be easier on yourself.
That's just torturous.
We can't all have A++ conversations the first time around. And no,
we're not Billy Eichner.
Randy's showers have been taking a little bit of extra time lately because she revealed that she got a perm over the summer.
Oh, girl.
Yep, that curly hair takes extra time.
It sure does. All right, Kathleen, do you have any shower thoughts of your own?
Do you ever think about why do we count sheep?
Oh, well, no, I have not thought of that.
Like, did the farmer go to the field and say, here, let me take a nap in a field full of wild animals that could trample me when I'm sleeping, but still I'm going to count them so I can shut my eyes?
Maybe it's because shepherds were consistently having to count their sheep because they always had to make sure, like, they didn't get eaten by wolves. Maybe that's, like, a thing you had to do a lot as a shepherd.
But did it make them really tired?
I don't know. Maybe.
Did they fall asleep in the field?
I don't know. Maybe.
Did they get cold or bitten by bugs?
Probably. No one on the internet ever takes you seriously unless you're joking, and then everyone takes you seriously.
Yes, well, that's
which is true.
That's when you go viral.
Yeah. And then the one that I thought of today, having a pet is just bringing an animal into your house without their permission, but them deciding not to kill you. That is successful pet ownership.
I have one more.
Okay.
Why do we dance to music? What is it about music that just makes us want to move? Why don't we dance to heavy breathing?
Can you imagine how creepy that would be if you go to a party and it's just heavy breathing? Oh, my God.
I mean, like, why?
What
is it about music that makes us want to dance? Like, okay, a good song comes on and you're just, like, doing your work at your desk or whatever.
Yeah.
You start tapping your foot.
Yeah.
Why?
I heard someone once say a theory, and I think this is so wrong, but it was interesting, that, like, our body, to remain comfortable, automatically wants our heartbeat to be at the same beat of the music we're listening to, and that's why we move in an attempt to get our heartbeat to match the beat of the music. I think that's cool sounding, but I think it sounds like total bullshit.
What did they dance to before music was invented?
I think there's always been music, like, you know, drums and stuff.
Says who?
I don't know. Says a history book. Says the...
What was invented first, fire or music?
Fire or music. 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 Because it was just a bunch of people around, not a campfire.
But they didn't even know it was music. It's hard to imagine a campfire without...
The fire?
Primitive human beings. No. without thinking about primitive human beings dancing.
Dancing around it.
Around it, right?
What else do you do around it? Get laid.
Do we know anybody smart that we could call?
No. Are you just going through contacts on your phone?
We could ask Google. Too easy.
Hi, Toots.
Hi, Mommy. You're on the podcast right now. I have a question for you.
Oh, yes.
What do you think was invented first, fire or music?
It's a serious question, young girl Kathleen.
It's got to be fire.
Why?
Why?
Because nobody would feel like they could make music if they were cold. So they had to be warm and have hot food.
You make a good point.
But what about the creation of music out of pain?
So you're saying that all good music is driven by a good hot meal?
that sounds about right.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Mom Girl Kathleen.
Bye.
Bye.
I mean, I'll buy that. What'd you learn this week, Kathleen?
Bethany, call your mom and ask her.
Okay, hold on. She's in a group text with my family right now. So if she doesn't answer, we know it's a lie. She's on her phone commenting on my sister's planters.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the podcast. Don't swear.
Hi, Mama Watson.
Oh, Hi. So how are you guys?
We're great, but we have a problem and a question.
Yeah.
Which do you think came first, music or fire?
Oh, which came first, music or fire? I'm sure music did.
See, Web Girl Kathleen's mom thinks it was fire. Now, why do you think it's music?
Because I think people could sing, and before they could, you know, even if they didn't have fire, they could still communicate and sing.
See, I think I agree with that. Mom Girl Kathleen thought it was because people wouldn't want to create music if they were cold and didn't have a hot meal.
I know, but here's the thing. There's lots of parts of the world where it never gets cold. Even if they didn't have a fire, they could still sing. And
you make a good point.
You make a great point. For the record, I also...
You guys are all just thinking of winter in New York or in Wisconsin. Well, I think music came first.
Thank you.
You're probably right.
I'm sticking to it.
Thank you, Mom. I love you.
All right. Love you guys. Okay. Bye.
Listen and subscribe, rate and review.
I do all of
okay.
it.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, that's settled.
If anybody finds time to Google this really complicated question.
Yeah, let us know. Kathleen, ask me what I learned this week.
Bethany, what did you learn this week?
I learned that sometimes there is clothing that just doesn't look good on your body, mm-hmm. and that's not your fault. It's the clothing's fault. So just get rid of that clothing.
Yes.
I am learning that my body is not meant for a halter, not a halter with a low V in the front, and it's not my body's fault. It's the halter. And so I threw away every low V halter top I had, which was a lot, apparently. And instead of just feeling crappy about yourself in pictures, stop wearing clothes that make you look bad.
How many halter tops could you possibly own, Bethany?
I literally had three that I just threw away today.
Oh my goodness.
Low V halter tops.
So I was reading this sort of interesting story, speaking of clothing that doesn't fit. This blogger went into Express, as one does when they go to the mall, and took from the rack two of the same pairs of pants in the same size, and they fit completely different.
Oh, damn.
It was like the same cut, the same fabric, the same size, and one she couldn't even get up over her butt, and the other one was too big.
Whoa.
Is that not the craziest thing ever?
That's crazy when you're beating yourself up over not fitting into it. It might just be the wrong pair.
Yeah. It might just be the wrong size, wrong tag.
Jeez.
And also, if you go back and buy other pants in the same size because you love them so much, make sure you try them on.
I've done that before where I'm like, I'm going to buy you because I tried you on. I'm going to buy the same thing in gray, and it doesn't zip up when I get home.
Yes. Sometimes it's just because it's a slightly different fabric.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yep.
Good to know. Kathleen, what did you learn this week?
Two things. And they have to do with TV. Surprise, surprise.
Okay.
One thing. You must watch Sabrina, the Christmas special.
There's a Christmas special?
Yes. It's all about the winter solstice for witches.
Fabulous. Okay, great.
So the Yule log comes from pagan...
Traditions. Of course it does.
And you have to burn it all night on the night of the solstice so spirits cannot get down your chimney.
I thought you were going to say they cannot get down your throat. And I'm like, I want them down my throat. That's amazing. I had no idea.
Yes. So not just a pretty decoration. Mm-hmm. Actually useful. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that about the Yule log.
No idea.
So you have to watch the Sabrina Christmas special. And service animals, I learned this week, are some of the most incredible animals
ever. What happened?
I didn't really know much about how service animals are trained or how somebody comes about getting one. Mm-hmm. Also on Netflix, there's this new show out called Dogs. It's a series, and I've only seen the first episode, and it's about a girl who has epilepsy, and she gets a service dog because her epilepsy is so bad that she needs a human or an animal with her at all times in case she starts having a seizure to alert those around her.
Aww.
And they train service dogs for epileptic patients to recognize the symptoms of a seizure.
Oh,
in both
gosh.
Smell. So the dogs can smell a seizure coming.
That blows my mind.
And then in physical behavior, when somebody who's having a seizure is on the ground or something, the dog recognizes that they need to start alerting people around them. This human needs help.
Like, I think about dogs especially.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if this were a book and dogs existed in this, like, novel, mm-hmm. I as a reader would think, I wish that animal existed in real life. Does that make sense? Like,
yes.
They just are so incredible, and we're so lucky to have them.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that we actually get to have them is sort of insane to me, because they're just like the purest creatures on this earth.
And this is why if you see a service dog, even if it's a really cute dog, you shouldn't really ever touch a service dog.
No, or run up to it and hug it and go like, I love you, which is what I want to do.
Just admire it from a distance, because the bond between the dog and the person that they serve is the most important factor for how that dog serves that human. And they say, don't break the bond. So if you have a service dog, nobody else can really give that dog a treat, because the dog needs to expect a treat from the person that it serves.
Yeah.
And if you're playing with the dog, like the person who throws the ball should really always be the person that the dog is serving, because then that dog is so incredibly loyal to the person that needs help.
Oh.
Isn't that...
That's so great.
In the episode, there's this little girl who had an issue with her spine, and she had a service dog. So the dog had handles to help her walk.
But I love dogs so much.
Is that not the cutest thing you've ever seen? Dogs are just the most incredible animals. I mean, I love cats, but let's be real. There ain't no service cat walking you down to the deli when you need a sandwich.
No, if you had a seizure, your cat would watch you have a seizure.
And like, then would... eat your hair if he died.
Yeah. Speaking of, I met Jeremy's new puppy.
Oh, your friend Jeremy got a dog.
Little Theo.
Look at that little pug.
He is such a good boy.
You know, Bethany, I know you say you don't want children, but you are cradling that dog like a child.
Because dogs make sense. I know what to do. This dog, so Jeremy saved him from a breeder who, first of all, please don't use breeders. The breeder... like no one wanted this dog, and the dog was ignored and got really, really sick and had to live for several weeks at the vet, and they didn't know if he was going to pull through or not, because he wasn't perfect. And so he was ignored. And so Jeremy finally got to take him home, and he's such a good little boy, and he's getting over, like, he had some depression. He's getting over it and like some trauma. And he's such a sweet boy, and he's just such a good little dog. And, so I guess that's another reminder this time of year. Don't give puppies or kitties as presents unless you know the person can take care of them and really wants them, because they do grow up and they become full grown animals
that need money and attention and lots of food.
Lots of food. Thank you so much for listening to this week. What a strange show it was. It was fun.
We went down that Etsy hole.
Woof. I mean, sure did.
We've all been there after a glass or two of Cabernet.
Yeah, I love a good Cabernet Etsy shopping binge. Follow us on our social medias. Kathleen, where can we find you?
I'm at WebGirlKathleen on everything.
I am Radio Bethany on Twitter, Ms. Bethany Watson on everything else. You can also find the show on social media.
Follow us on Twitter at Acquired Podcast.
On Instagram, Acquired Taste Podcast.
On Facebook, Acquired Taste Podcast.
You can send us an email and acquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com.
And if it serves you, send us some snail mail. You can reach us at an Acquired Taste Podcast, P.O. Box 1717, Hoboken, New Jersey 07030.
This is your weekly reminder to take a deep breath. And if you want to do us the biggest favor in the world, it would help us so much, especially if you're listening on iTunes, please rate, review, and subscribe. And then take all of your friends and family's phones and do the same thing from their phones.
Yes.
It helps push us up in the ratings and more people can find us.
And your boss's phone.
Yeah, take your boss. I heard someone goes to like the Apple store and changes all those phones to their favorite podcast. So if you maybe want to do that, that would be great. And thank you so much for listening.
Hey, Bethany.
What's up?
You want to go to the craft store? I want to make some cat fur ornaments.